This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff.
We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
This is part two of our two-part series on Biosphere 2. This is definitely one of those that if you didn't listen to part one, you really need to go back and listen to part one, because this is very much the second helping on this topic.
Yeah, although we will attempt to give you like a two-minute rundown on this. All right, talking about a desert arc.
Yes.
In around 1991 to 1993. Talking about eight people dressed like Star Trekkies.
Yeah, kind of in ascending from a cult-like structure that was very much in tune with in environmental ideas and gazing beyond planet Earth to possible terraforming of other worlds.
Yes, and submitting themselves into this desert arc, this biodome, so that they could try to accomplish this kind of terraforming task. And as you say, a sort of culty-like group. These people came out of all under the management of Johnny Dolphin.
Yes.
that's actually the pen name for John Allen, who was the group's leader. And this eccentric Texan millionaire, Edward Bass, who funded the whole $200 million project.
Yeah, yeah. So, indeed, kicking this thing off, you have vision, you have finance, and you end up having one of the biggest scientific mega projects you could ask for, certainly to come out of the private sphere.
Yeah, because again, we're talking about more than 7 million cubic feet here. This biodome, we're talking about five different habitats: an ocean,
a desert, a rainforest, and also an agricultural area.
Yeah,
beautiful agriculture, and all of it, just created by like some people at the top of their field. They didn't skimp on this. It wasn't somebody just trying to recreate technology out in the desert. They were bringing in great minds, put a lot of money into this, and it was meant to last 100 years with a revolving cruise as we would continue to learn from the biosphere and perfect the technology.
But after 2 years, our eight biospherians emerged, very underweight, I would say.
And orange.
And orange because of their diet. But you know, they survived and they learned some things about that. But there was so much momentum and really money that was caught up in this project already that there was a second enclosure experiment that began in March 1994. But, you know, as we discussed in the first episode, the first mission was kind of a bust.
Yeah.
And the second one was doomed from the start.
Yeah, they really gave it. I mean, the first mission, they went the full 2 years. They stuck with it despite all of the problems.
The infighting. The cockroaches.
The cockroaches, the just spiraling collapse of everything, the extinctions. Everything was in just pretty bad shape. But then, they pushed on and they said, all right, well, let's spruce it up. Let's get some new people in there. Let's go to phase two. But it was very much like that, that final date in a relationship, where maybe one side thinks that this can still work. You know, we still got it. We still got the magic. And the other side has arrived at the dinner to break up.
This is the money man, right?
Yeah.
This is Bass. And, Edward Bass at this point is really frustrated by the growing costs and the lack of communication because again, as we had discussed in the other episode, there's this lack of transparency. Yeah, the PR is bad. And so he tries to seize back the property with the help of federal marshals. Now, days later, two of the original Biospherians tried to sabotage the experiment, opening the doors to the outside. So just after 7 months here, the second phase, the second enclosure experiment, it ends.
Yeah, I mean, the energy alone has been sullied, you know? And so much of that first venture, that first crew, that first 2 years in the Biosphere 2, it was sustained by that energy, I feel. And without that energy, with that tarnished, I mean, it's just not going to go.
Yeah, and at points you could even say they may have achieved, you know, briefly for minutes, you know, a utopia. They've had those waterfalls. They were actually harvesting wheat. They were sustaining themselves.
Yeah, but, you know, it comes to any utopia idea is ultimately a tragedy story. You know, utopias exist in our stories in large part so that they can fall.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened with Biosphere.
And what I love about this too is it's such a microcosm of the corporate world because, you know, the first crew, it all goes to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. And what does management do instead of saying, oh, you know, we should reassess this project or maybe just stop doing it? They say, oh, it's just new people we need. We need new energy in here, and they get a new crew in.
Yeah.
So bad management happening. So what happens to our sparkling treasure in the desert?
Well, one of the key things here is that even with all this failure behind us, it's still a fabulous structure. It's still a fabulous facility. I mean, it's unparalleled. There's nothing else like it on Earth. So it's extremely valuable. It's not just, oh, let's doze it. Let's turn it into a mall. Like that's not the first idea, that anyone, turns to. And certainly even with the problems that occurred, even with this, you know, the failure of it, it still means a lot to the people who conceived it and paid for it.
Sure. And a lot of them stayed with the project.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the Biospherians themselves, although some still consult with it. In December 1995, Columbia University takes over the lease, and those rice paddies and sweet potato fields that sustained half of their diet the first year for the Biospherians, those are pulled up and cottonwood trees are planted in their place. And researchers partitioned off the giant greenhouse, varying the conditions in each area. So that was one of the criticisms of the original project, that there was no controls, even though you could say there were some controls in place. They were trying to control the atmosphere. So Columbia University begins to study how changes in temperature at different heights of the tree canopy affect leaf respiration. And they start to look at different species of invasive ants that had snuck in and try to figure out, you know, some of the reef building in the ocean and how to monitor that. So you get these inklings that, hey, maybe we could repurpose some of this.
Yeah, they seem to be hitting their stride just around 2003. But that's when the lease ends. And then it ends up kind of being shuttered again. One of the problems here is that it was still really costly. $600,000 per year, mostly for cooling to run this thing.
Yeah.
And, there's stuff that the university wanted to do that they couldn't do because they quote unquote couldn't break it. You know, there were limits to how much they could they could mess with the infrastructure and with the environments.
Yeah, and it's still tied to John Allen, right?
Right.
So he's only going to let people mess with it to a certain degree.
Yeah, and it's still all essentially on loan from its owner, Ed Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after 2003, it essentially just becomes a kind of roadside tourist attraction. And at the same time, there's this robust suburb springing up around it. And
it's just a ghost facility. Like they say, you could look through the windows and you'd see like pins still sitting on desks, you know, with just.
Right. Yeah.
You know, haunted by the ghosts of the spirit that went into it.
Yeah. It's just beautiful decay at this point. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about rebooting the biosphere.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff.
A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
All right, we're back. Now, as you know, at this point in its history, it was sold to Wonka Industries, and they began creating chocolate there. No, not really.
The end. All right, if you have any thoughts, you can always email us at...
No, but in reality, we hit the year 2007, and then we finally begin to see some movement again. And this comes from the University of Arizona. And this really came in the nick of time because at this point, like you said, condos were springing up and the facility was at real risk of being bulldozed so they could put up some more condos. So University of Arizona steps in, they take over the lease, and in 2011, after they've been working on it for a while, the building was officially donated to the university, and Bass ended up contributing $20 million to help get the project off the ground. Because again, you know, he was still invested in it, not only financially, but invested in the spirit of it. Like, I feel like this is a guy that didn't want that Biosphere 2 to become, the Biosphere 2 condos.
Yeah, because I think at the end of the day, he believes in the project and understood that it could have long-term impact. So it was great that University of Arizona stepped in. And in 2007, they really did become interested in it because they wanted to study the relationship between the desert and the ocean. And they found that the Gulf of California, the closest marine environment to the Sonoran Desert, could be studied in the biosphere, the ocean's environment that the biosphere had. So for them, it was like this big moment of, okay, we could really figure out what's going on in this certain body of water by emulating it here in a controlled environment. We can mess around and we can get some really conclusive data. And moreover, you also, by the way, have this 7 million cubic foot atmosphere, this artificial atmosphere, which is the largest of its kind in the world, and is really the only place where you can kind of study these sort of things in earnest.
Yeah, so while the original ocean was meant to be reminiscent of the Caribbean and all those coral reefs, they end up saying, well, let's take a more local model and install it in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a little less spaceship with the biosphere, too. And focus more on studying a more immediate environment.
Yeah, and more immediately, which we'll talk about in a little bit, this idea that you have like a model that is expressing itself over a matter of days rather than years.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they could test out marine technology, which was really helpful.
Yeah, so you end up with a mini ocean, a scaled down version of the Gulf of California. And you end up with like starfish, sea urchin, small reef fish. And bottom-dwelling sharks called the horn shark. And they really want to get Humboldt squid in there as well.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Those are awesome. So what you see here is a legacy that's beginning to develop, because now the Biosphere 2 has spawned something like 150 papers, right? All these different studies that are going on. It's proof that people could indeed exist in a completely closed system, a manufactured system. They suffered depression. They became incredibly thin. But they survived.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was also a precursor for isolated, confined environment psychology. And Biosphere 2, really, according to David L. Chandler, writing for Wired, demonstrated that ecology can be a science. So previous to this, we weren't really looking at land, air mass, and the intricacies between them and the ocean to figure out how the environment was sort of doing this tango with these different elements.
Yeah, you know, again, you in science, you learn from your missteps as well as your successes. And this was such an enormous project with such an enormous, reach that you end up with having all these lessons that pop up and that just had not occurred before because no one had tried something like this.
Yeah, and Chandler says that, no one had ever really essentially made a giant test tube
mm-hmm.
with full control of every variable. And he said, Biosphere made complex natural systems more like chemistry and physics, something researchers could experiment on instead of just observe, which is key.
And there's also this idea that Biosphere 2 may not be much of a spaceship, but maybe it's a bit of a time machine.
Yeah, because you can go back and you can look at the data on the carbon cycles and see the areas in which scientists can better understand interactions between chemical elements in the atmosphere, particularly when it comes to carbon fluctuations in tree canopies. Because consider this, even though a single carbon atom might cycle in a few weeks or years on planet Earth, decades may pass before, say, a rainforest in Brazil affects, say, a farm in Iowa. But in Biosphere 2, these kind of conditions can be studied at a much more rapid pace. So the same carbon cycle would take just 3 days before one biome was affected by another. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, studying the world in small to better understand the world at large.
All right. Let's tick through some of these findings that came out of Biosphere 2 and also kind of maybe accidental findings, some of them obviously were done in earnest, but a lot of this stuff reminds me of Stephen Johnson when he talks about innovations and how they will spiral out and no one can really predict how one innovation can come in and affect everything else.
Exactly. Exactly. So one thing that we learned here, again, we mentioned that fabulous ocean environment meant to mimic the Caribbean with coral reefs. We learned that coral reefs are salvageable. Marine biologist Guy Ayling oversaw the artificial reef, and again, this was the largest ever constructed. And in the process, she learned lessons for managing ecologically stressed reefs in the real world. These are environments where they're continually suffering from fishing, from dumping, from diving adventures that are damaging the fragile ecosystem of the reef. So we're able to learn how to save our actual reefs by studying them within Biosphere 2.
Yeah, and again, David L. Chandler, writing for Wired, says that complexity is not maybe as... Well, he says complexity is no obstacle, but I would say it's maybe not as much as an obstacle.
Because I feel like Biosphere 2 does have a lesson of complexity as an obstacle.
It does. It does. That things will collapse. But he says the point here is that while some species died out, bees, for example, which of course we know is important for pollination, he says the system balanced itself remarkably well. And we have seen that too when we looked at some of the rewilding studies.
Yeah, I mean... They say nature finds a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but one of the big concerns for humanity is, will nature find a way without us? All right, another big lesson is that massive spacecraft will hold their air. Again, space was very much on the minds of the designers of Biosphere 2 and on the minds of those that ended up occupying it for those 2 years. And the project was one of the largest sealed structures ever built. And yet, the overall air leakage rate was less than 10% per year. The big take-home, of course, was do not use concrete when making your spaceship, because it ends up sucking up that CO2, which the plants need to produce oxygen, which the humans need to stay alive.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. A spirit of adventure lives inside of us. Nissan's SUVs have the capabilities to transform your spirit of adventure into actual rubber meets the road, into the wild, true blue, real life adventure. You just need a Nissan and a plan. Or better yet, just a Nissan. You can hop into a Nissan Rogue and discover what comes next. Don't worry, the Nissan Rogue has your back. Class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Just climb in and go. No need to connect your phone. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the new 2024 Nissan Rogue. No matter where you roam, you'll stay connected to home. Life is one huge adventure, and every day is a little one. No matter if the ride you're on is big or small, a Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada can elevate your adventure and push your limits to something new. Your next adventure is waiting for you. Get in a Nissan SUV and go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Another finding, human beings can eat less. Well, we know that already. Mm-hmm. But the point here is that Roy Walford, who conducted the first reliable long-term experiment on caloric restriction in biospherians, found that they got the nutrition that they needed with less food, really, and they emerged with improvements in blood pressure, cholesterol level, and other health indicators. Okay, they might have become overly obsessed with food mm-hmm. and a bit depressed, but hey, they did. They survived.
Another big one is that waste can be recycled. So again, for 2 years, they're all in there. They're producing waste, as well as waste from the goats, the chickens, and they're recycling all of this through natural low-tech filtration methods. So the work that was done in Biosphere 2 along these lines was pioneering, and it led to a number of very successful subsurface water treatment systems that are now used in Mexico and other developing countries. Also worth noting that you look back on how they were recycling their sewage and then re-drinking it once it was purified, purifying it through plant, soil, atmosphere, and machines. They were doing this back then, and it wasn't until 18 years later, in 2009, that NASA announced total water recycling on the International Space Station. Now, you know, it's not necessarily one-to-one on that scale, but again, coming back to that comparison between the synergist-powered movement that leads to Biosphere 2 and the more controlled environment of, say, NASA.
Now, one of the rarest microbes ever found was discovered in the waters of the Biosphere Ocean. And this amoeba is called Euhyperamoeba biospherica, and it thrived because there was an absence of natural predators. So the lesson here is that even though you might have really strict biological controls in place, you just don't know what is going to show up. That's kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah, you have this contained environment with, and you don't know how all the variables are going to shake up. So you might end up essentially with a stowaway. Another big take home here is that sealed ecosystems have a future. Biosphere project spawned a number of imitators, each with its different spin. There was, for instance, the Zurich Zoo reproduced a piece of the Madagascar rainforest. The Biosphere Foundation, which contains some of the Biosphere team, are currently planning to build simulated habitats for prospective Mars colonists. Because again, the individuals involved in Biosphere too, they didn't just, it's not like their spirits were all crushed and they said, all right, I guess I'll just be a banker. I guess I'll just go home
right,
and run
right.
a hardware store. No, they, for the most part, they all remained within the fields that brought them to Biosphere 2 and continue to work with some of those synergist ideals in their minds.
Yeah. And if you want more information on biospheres and the future of them in terms of space exploration, I know that Tech Stuff goes into this topic a little bit deeper to try to figure out like what stuff was actually viable that you can take from Biosphere 2 and some of the 1960s and 70s biosphere experiments from Russian and American scientists and what did they learn from that. So check that out if you're interested. I also wanted to point out that Jane Pointner, she emerged as the lead scientist. In fact, I think she was the only degreed scientist among the biospherians. She, along with her husband, Tabor McCallum, and their company, Paragon Space Development, has had experiments flown on the International Space Station, the Russian Mir Space Station, and the U.S. Space Shuttle, as well as working on underwater technologies with the U.S. Navy. And she's also worked on projects to mitigate climate change and grow crops in some typically arid and hostile regions of Africa and Central Africa. So as you have mentioned, these are people who are passionate about not just the project, but their respective fields.
All right. So there you have it. Our two-parter on Biosphere 2. And I really hope here at the end of the day, you know, now that you've given this topic a chance and really, you know, let us chat into your ear for a while about it, that you have a new respect for what they set out to accomplish. For some of the ideas that went into it and ultimately what we end up gaining from Biosphere 2, that it wasn't just one of these sort of VH1 remember the 90s missteps. It was more than just a footnote, in the cultural history of America.
Yeah, that if previous to listening to this, your only reference to this was Pauly Shore's Biodome, we hope that has now been replaced with this, this amazing, ambitious, really innovative project that should get its due for the impact that it's had on the scientific community.
Yeah, indeed. And really should be, I feel like it should be inspiring more and more projects. It's a story that should have influenced, say, fiction more. We should have, you know, more fictionalized accounts of what this consisted of. It should have influenced, our science fiction and even horror more. I see shades of it here and there, but not the profound impact it feels like it should have had.
Yeah, I cannot believe that there's not a full-scale documentary on this, and I can't believe that more of the biospherians haven't talked about their experience beyond Jane Pointner, because this is really a window into an amazing time, and it has all of the elements, I think, that make it a fascinating story. I mean, you've got the cult angle to it, you have science, you have the science fiction angle, you have this idea of terraforming, and then you've got the psychological component that, and I don't know if we've mentioned this yet, that inspired the TV series Big Brother.
Yeah. Yeah, so in that respect, it certainly had its pop cultural resonance, but yeah, like why has, you know, the Scientologists and L. Ron Hubbard have seen their altered form, take cinematic shape in The Master? Why not the Synergists? The Synergists are far more interesting and, far more, beneficial to human culture, in my opinion.
I dare say fun loving.
Yes, fun loving too.
Or science loving.
All right, so yeah, once again, thank you for listening. Be sure to check out StuffToBlowYourMind.com because that's where you'll find all the podcast episodes, blog posts, videos, as well as a cool image gallery of Biosphere 2. So if you really need some images to go along with what you've heard here, check that out, and those images will take you to a different time, a different place, and a different spirit.
And if you have thoughts on this, you can send them to BlowTheMind@HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff. We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.